You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilkins bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon to our program we've called for, 21 plus years, Pastor Donna and Margie. Raising the standard. That's our purpose and our goal with it, is to raise the standard in the body of Christ and also to bring some truth to people in some areas maybe they never looked into to find out. And we do a lot with the Jewish roots and all that. But the main thing is we're on the program here to encourage you, to strengthen you, to ask the Lord to empower you. We're going to talk about the empowerment today a little bit. So we welcome you to our program again. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon till 1 in the afternoon, and you can listen to us anytime. You can also look at, pull up with the WCNO and look at some of the programs before, can't we, Pastor?
Oh, there's a lot of them, right? On the WCNO.
So we might mention, too, that we're not having church where we used to. We had a little problem with our building. We had to move out. We're using the Stewart Alliance Church down on Osceola Boulevard. And so now we have our meeting on the Shabbat, no less,
today.
On Saturday, today, between 2 and 4. So you can come and visit if you like. If you've never been to a Shabbat service, come and you can be blessed to find out what the Jewish people like to do, because God asked them to do it years and years ago. And so they continue to do it, and they continue to do it. So
Amen.
That's where we're at. And we're honored to be here with you. Hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. As we tell you every week, if you can't listen to the whole program, we offer CDs. All you have to do is send in a love offering, whatever the Lord would tell you to send, and we'll be glad to mail it out to you. The book's available. We've been talking about for weeks. Pictures of the Messiah as revealed in God's appointed times. That's books available for $25 plus maybe $4 for shipping and handling. And you have a world of knowledge from all that as well. But we're going to talk about something not in that book today.
Amen.
Something more interesting to a lot of people maybe than other than the things with the Jewish thing, because you know we're done with the high holy days are past now. We passed tabernacles, so the next thing we'll be looking at in the future will be what Hanukkah is going to be coming up the end of December. And so, but that's not an appointed time. That was something happened in history, and God does not forget any nation that comes against His people, and that's how it was put in place. But we talked about that a lot. We're through all the high holy days. We're going to talk about the Holy Ghost today. We want to talk about the Holy Ghost. And, you know, people question about the Holy Ghost. Why would they use the Holy Ghost and they match it up and say, well, the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit are the same thing. I believe there's a difference there, and God's got a reason for that. Remember, if you're born again and you have the Spirit of God, you are hosting God. And it comes from an old German word about hosting. Holy.
God's host.
We're God's host. He's in us, and we're hosting Him. And the key thing is the Spirit of God is the one that gives all the gifts and the things we know. And so the Spirit of God gives us the Holy Ghost. You know, in Acts chapter 2, when it talks about when the baptism of the Holy Ghost came, it says what? They all begin to speak with what? Other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them what? The utterance. And so we're an off we're a, what would I call it? We're anointed people through the Holy Spirit, who's given us the Holy Ghost. And so he moves and operates through us. And we're going to find out with the scriptures today. He was sent to do what? To comfort us. He's our comforter. But I'll tell you one thing, you that are listening, some people don't believe all of this, but we're going to talk about some things. But my desire is for you to understand it. And the main thing is that God intended for every single person that comes to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they would be filled with the Holy Ghost, and even with the evidence of speaking in other tongues as well. That's the foundational proof that you have it. And I'm going to show you some things in the book of Acts. It proves all that. And so we're going to talk about that.
And you know, Pastor Gene, it's not, the Holy Ghost is not mentioned in every single Bible.
Nope.
So they say Spirit, so you need to, then you have to figure out, is it the Spirit of God, like it talks about in Genesis, that hovered over the waters?
That's right.
Or is it the Holy Ghost that Jesus promised that he would send, mm-hmm. When he went back to his Father? But I want to mention also the address of where we're going to be this afternoon.
Okay.
It's 445, is it Southeast, mm-hmm. Osceola Street, and that's right next to the hospital at downtown Stewart, on the water. So come, if you'd like to come and worship God with us, worship the Lord with us on the Sabbath, because today is the Sabbath, Saturday is the Sabbath. And I want to also give our phone number. It's area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007. And also, like, I would suggest people get a pencil or a pen and write down some scriptures, and they Amen. Want to go back and they want to read it and study it themselves, because we need to be Bereans, or we need to be study. We need to study the Word of God.
To show ourselves approved, a workman unto God. Amen.
That's what the Bible says.
That's right.
Amen. And so
rightly dividing the Word of Truth.
Rightly dividing the Word of Truth. But I want to mention also, this is also on Facebook, so you can go and you can listen and or watch again. You can watch this on Facebook. It would be on Gene-Donna Hilton, and that would be on our Facebook, or you can call at that phone number and I can give you that information. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In all things we bless the Lord.
So I'm going to start at the beginning here. Miss Margie's with us too. She's got some things she's going to add a little later, but I'm going to start at the beginning. Let's go to Acts chapter 1.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Are you there? Okay. I want to show what Jesus spoke here, and then we're going to go back to Luke chapter 24 for a moment to verify this. All right. In Acts chapter 1, we know this is after Yeshua's resurrection. He showed himself with many infallible proofs, being seen of many for 40 days, and he was also speaking and teaching the disciples what? The things pertaining to the kingdom of God, okay? If we look at verse 8 in Acts chapter 1, this is the key verse. But ye, the ye means you all, hear that? You all believers, and ye shall receive what? Power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Well, we're not over in Israel, are we? But we're here in Stewart. And we have the Holy Ghost, and so what we do the same thing, we spread it abroad. So that was a promise from the Lord.
Right. Also in verse 5 it says, for John truly baptized with water,
mm-hmm.
but ye, that means you all, shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.
Okay. So this is before the Holy Ghost came in Acts chapter 2. Now let's go over to Luke chapter 24. I want to look at one verse over there. And we're just going to kind of walk this through with you. And to get into the good part of it, as I said a moment ago, I believe with all my heart that every believer that's asked Christ into their heart, God wants them to be filled with the Holy Ghost. He wants them to have the empowering presence of God in their life, and we know it's there through the Holy Ghost, and the evidence every time is what? That you're going to speak with a heavenly language that you don't know. It's a something that God just gives you. And it's your prayer language. You're speaking to God and not to man. The devil doesn't understand what you're saying, and so God wants everyone to have that. But we have a thought for some reason in the church today that it's not for everybody, but Jesus wants everybody to have it, and we're going to prove that to you as we get to some other scriptures in the book of Acts. All right, we're in Luke 24. I'm going to look at verse 49 with you if you want to write that down at home. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be what? Endued with power from on high. The word endued means you're going to be clothed with power on high. And so we took you to Acts chapter 1. This is when Jesus talked about it even more so. And we've talked many times about Acts chapter 2 when the Holy Ghost was poured out and they all began to speak with a heavenly language as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Amen? So I'm going to go back to Acts chapter.
And that word endued mean also filled inside.
Filled, that's right.
Inside. Mm-hmm. Covered to me seems like it's on the outside.
That's right.
Which many people in the Old Testament were, the Holy Spirit came upon them, then they were covered for a purpose, like a prophet or a king mm-hmm. or a priest. But to be endued, he's going to be in us.
That's right. We host God, don't we? So we've talked about this a lot, so I'm not going to spend much time. But Acts chapter 2 tells us here in verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Hear that? In one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, divided tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And here's verse 4. And they were all, it didn't say some, it says, and they were all filled with what? The Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now we know on this particular day, they were speaking languages that were known in the world. But the Galileans, when these people came in, you know, all the males had to be there for Pentecost. When all these people came in from different parts of the world for Pentecost, and this manifestation came, they were confused because they hear it. They say, hey, this person's speaking in my language, and they don't know my language. they live way off. Amen?
It's interesting. In verse 3, it says it was appeared. So that means they could see it.
Yeah.
So there it was like upon them. And then in verse 4, it talks about they spoke with other tongues, and then what? It was in them.
Mm-hmm.
And it came because the speaking came out from within them.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost.
And we read the rest of this part, and God mentions a lot of nations that were available in place mm-hmm. at that particular time. Mm-hmm. And it really relates all the way back to Genesis when the Jews, with their traditions and understanding, there were 70 known nations at that time, and God spoke to all those nations in their own language and gave them an opportunity to receive what God was going to do. Well, the only one that received it, of course, was Israel, and of course they failed. But we get down here to verse 11 in chapter 2. It talks about the last two, Cretes and Arabians. We do hear them, talking about all these nations, them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt. We have so many people in the church today that's in doubt whether this should be done or even available today. I've heard so many people say it's been done away with. It has not been done away with. They're too late. Amen. I've got it. And God wants all of you to have it.
So they spoke the wonderful works of God. The works of God. And it says here that that many of them were mocking. Well, you know, people mock now. And they mock now. And they said that they were full of wine.
That's right.
New wine. You know, but Peter spoke up and he said, you know, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as ye suppose. Yeah.
The people thought they were drunk, didn't they?
Right, they thought they were drunk. So they mocked them and they made fun of them, and just the way they do today, many people will mock it because they don't understand it. Why don't they understand it? Because they have not been taught, or where they go to church, they don't believe it, and so they don't spend time reading these scriptures and really meditating on them and seeing what is God saying. You know, why did the fire come upon them? Why did Jesus have to tell them to tarry? We need to ask the Lord these questions because he said that they would be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire in another scripture.
That's what he told
because
them.
He wants us to be on fire for him, and we need the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost is our comforter. He comforts us, and he also leads us and guides us and teaches us and does many things. So we need the Holy Ghost. So, you know, if you've heard that and you think that it's not for today, and, you know, you can't, it's hard to explain it. You have to experience it.
That's it.
And because, you know, I was raised in a church that did not believe in speaking in tongues. I never heard speaking in tongues until I was in my 30s. So, you know, I didn't understand it. But when you receive it, then, you know, you can say, I got it. You know, I don't understand maybe how or what or where it came from, but it came from above and I have it.
That's
and,
right.
You know, nobody can take it away from you. It's a gift. It's one of the gifts that God gives to the church. And Jesus said it was very important that he go away. See, he was a wonderful teacher, and he's God. And he taught them those 40 days. This was all, a lot of this was done during those 40 days. He was with them after the resurrection. And he said, you need this. So he needed to go back to the Father, and the Father would send the Holy Ghost, that the Comforter and our teacher. Amen?
That's right.
So don't mock it.
That's right. You may
be listening now, and you may say, well, you know, I don't believe what you're saying. But we're not talking about, we're speaking what God says in his word. So open up your Bible, write down these scriptures, and you go and you ask the Lord and you ask the Father to give you the Holy Ghost, because he will. It could happen right there in your home.
That's right.
Wherever you're at, you know, in your car. I remember Pastor Gene, he was one of the Holy Ghost so bad for like 3 months. I mean, he's tried and he tried and he tried. You know, it's a gift. It's not something you have to work for.
Just ask and you shall receive.
So the first time he got a word, he put his hand over his mouth. He was scared. He says, oh, you know, it frightened him. And I, you know, and so then he finally yielded to it, and then he received it. And he received maybe a few words at first. But then what happened is you continue to speak those words, practice those words, speak to God in those words. Because like you said, it's not understandable by man unless God gives you the interpretation.
That's right.
Which also can happen. So, and then you got many, many more words.
You got it.
Amen.
That's right. Now I'm going to talk about something for a moment in Acts chapter 2 that we were in part of it. I want to go over here. You know, Peter was filled, and Don already read the scripture where in verse 14, he said that they were not drunk with, you know, with wine or anything. It was the power of God. And I want you to remember this, that the Holy Ghost is the empowering presence in our life. That's the empowering presence. And he goes on and he preached a message, and remember, 3,000 people came into the kingdom of God. And then we go over to verse 37.
Mm-hmm.
Now when they heard this, them all speaking in this language and all, they were pricked in their hearts after he preached the word of God, heard them speaking in tongues, gave them an opportunity to have Christ come into their life. They were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? How do we get saved? And how do we receive this gift? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive what? The gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, a lot of people say that gift is salvation. This gift is after you receive Christ. This is the gift of the baptism of the Holy Ghost that they received. For the promise is unto you, to your children, and to all that are far off. That includes us in this room. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And so we see they get together, and thousands of souls begin to come into the kingdom of God. Now let's look at some evidence here in the book of Acts of what happened. All right, I'm going to go to Acts chapter 11. I want to read two verses here for you in Acts chapter 11, and we're going to go back over to chapter 10. Verse 14 says this, Peter's preaching here, who shall tell these words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved? And as Peter began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water. Donna mentioned this a moment ago.
Yes.
But ye shall be baptized with what? The Holy Ghost. And with fire, tells us over in the book of Matthew. So let's go back over to chapter 10. I want to show you something else here now. Starting in verse 44, we're going to give you some examples here. Give you a second to get there. Acts chapter 10, verse 44. Here. Peter Peter came to a group of people. Well, let's do this. Let's just read some. Let's read. First, let's start in verse 38.
Okay.
We want full clarity here. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Now, we don't know whether Jesus ever spoke with tongues or not, never said so, but he received the power of the Holy Ghost, didn't he? Because he did. Why? Well, he was. He was God. Amen?
He is God.
And with power, who went about doing good and leading and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, and they slew and hanged on a tree. So he's telling the history of what happened with Christ shortly before this. Verse 40, him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. That means what? The ones that are alive and those that are dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, Yeshua, whosoever believeth in him shall receive what? Remission of sins. Now look what happens. While Peter yet speak these words. Listen to this now. The Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. So it's for the Jews and it's for the Gentiles.
For everyone.
That's right. For they heard them, what? Speak with tongues and magnify God. What we read over there in Acts chapter 2. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to what? Tarry certain days. So here's another good example. As soon as they received salvation, what happened? They began to speak with other tongues.
Now, while you're sharing, someone might receive the gift of the Holy Ghost right now.
That's right.
They might all of a sudden just, mm-hmm. What's to say? You have to open your mouth and mm-hmm. God will fill it.
That's right.
So, you know, if you keep your mouth shut and you don't even open your mouth, you know, what's going to happen?
That's
you know?
Right.
You'll feel it. You could feel an unction or I don't want to say an emotion, but it could be like that. But you could feel an unction. And then that, you know, the Spirit is stirring inside of you.
Yeah.
And so the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost wants to speak through you, because what are you speaking? The wonderful works of God.
That's what we're speaking.
Amen.
Now here's another interesting thing about the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manan, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord, listen to this now, and fasted, the Holy Ghost spoke. Somehow it spoke with these group of men and says, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Well, who spoke? Someone in that group received a word from God by the Holy Ghost, what was they to do?
A prophetic word. So the Holy Ghost brings forth prophetic words as well.
That's right.
To give what? To give direction
mm-hmm.
or teaching.
That's right.
So here, but what were they doing? They were seeking the Lord, weren't they? Worshiping God.
About
and
Saul.
Praying.
And then verse 3 says, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away, who? Barnabas and Paul. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed from Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. So here's an example of a prophetic word that came by the Holy Ghost. Amen? I'm going to keep saying this now. The Holy Ghost is the empowering presence of God in your life. And if you don't have that, well, you're not going to have much power in your life. We have a lot of people running around. They're born again, but they've never asked God to fill them with the Holy Ghost. That's the next step. Amen? I remember Donna just said, I was begging God for 3 months because I wanted it, because I knew there was something special in it. But when we finally got some good teaching about it and all, that God intended for every single believer to have that, well, then it just, on one day, it came. and I begin to speak with other tongues.
Well, you finally see, it's, you really need to be in the spirit, worshiping
right.
God.
Worshiping
and
God.
And praying. Mm-hmm. Because if you're trying to figure it out with your mind, I mean, you're going to get some understanding, and because that's what we're trying to explain now. But then you have to what? You have to seek the Lord and pray and let the Spirit of God then move. Because like just like in Genesis, how God, the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters, well, God's Holy Ghost will move over people, and he wants to indwell us, those who believe, those who are believers. Now, people who are not believers, they can't get the Holy Ghost.
Sure,
they won't have the Holy Ghost.
You must be born again.
You must be born again. And so a lot of people are afraid of the Holy Ghost because they're saying some words that they don't understand. Well, you know, we don't understand or comprehend all the things that's in the Bible or that God says or that God does. We don't. Mm-hmm. Unless he gives us the understanding, the revelation to it. And just like here, they got the revelation, the understanding to what to do about Barnabas.
That's right.
And, you know, and Saul. So he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, you know, Paul, whose name used to be Saul, he was the one who was killing the Christians.
That's right. He was coming against them, wasn't he?
But look how God used him, and he forgave him for that. That was a terrible sin. And so he was coming against the people who were believing in Yeshua. He was there when Stephen was stoned, wasn't he? Right in the beginning. But Amen. Stephen was filled with the Holy Ghost, and, you know, he saw, he knew where he was going. He had some kind of a open revelation and when that happened. And maybe he didn't even feel any pain. I don't know. But it's the Holy Ghost is what we need. But they were fasting and praying. They were seeking the Lord. So I would say to the people who were listening, if this is not, doesn't make sense to you, or you're trying to figure out what Pastor Gene is teaching, write these scriptures down
and read them for yourself.
Listen to this again. If you happen to be driving in your car and you're just getting part of it, go back and listen to it again on WCNO. Go and watch it on our Facebook page, and you will spend that time with the Lord seeking him, and he will give it to you. Now, you know, you don't have to have hands laid on you to receive the Holy Ghost, but many people do. When you pray for somebody and you lay hands on them, it shows many places, you know, it shows in places where they receive the Holy Ghost then.
That's right.
But you can receive it, like I said, right now. You can receive it wherever you're at. It's a gift, and you don't have to work for it.
And I believe the Christians that believe it's not for today, they're handicapped. They can do a certain amount, but there's a level that they need to go to. And it's, you know, we just mentioned you have to be born again, and then you can receive this. Now, I'm going to take you to chapter 19, show you something really interesting over here with this, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to start in verse 1. Let's read some scriptures. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? That's what we could ask every Christian today. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Most people tell you no. Well, I've got it. I've had pastors tell me, well, I got the Holy Ghost. I says, well, do you have an evidence of us speaking in tongues? Well, no, but I have the Holy Ghost. That's not a factual statement from the Bible. Now, listen to this now.
This is a factual statement, what you're reading.
That's right. And they said unto him, verse 2, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. But we've heard it all here in America. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Remember, Jesus came to John's baptism, didn't he? He was there. And so they all copied that. But there was something subsequent to all that. Then said Paul in verse 4, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means they were baptized again, really, because they got baptized the first time unto repentance. Now, here's the key verse 6. Listen to this. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues, and they prophesied right at that moment without going to school or anything else. The Holy Ghost could use anybody. Amen?
They didn't have to go to school to learn to prophesy.
No.
Because what? The Holy Ghost is the one who prophesies
to
people.
He's the one that does it. Yep.
The reason people have a problem with prophecy as well is because they try to speak things to people out of their soulish realm.
That's right.
Instead of hearing what the Spirit of God might say from the Spirit, from the Holy Ghost.
And then verse 7, last verse I'm going to read here, and all the men were about 12. So 12 people right there in a moment of time were what? They were filled with the Holy Ghost, received power to go out and anointing to accomplish what God calls them to do. And you think about this. If the 12 apostles had not been baptized with the Holy Ghost in power, they could have never done what they did. They had terrible deaths, but they never denied Christ. They went out and did the work of the Lord, and they turned the world upside down in 30 years with the people that came in through the ministry that they brought out. And so the purpose was that they should all be filled because they'd have the power to do that. And you know, you read history of how they all died. They all died a terrible death except for the Apostle John. But we see this, and so here's more evidence of the same thing. They begin to speak with other tongues immediately. Amen? Go ahead. So I hope you're thinking about this with us. This is so important. So important. And God's purpose is that every single believer that's asked Christ to come in and serious about Him could receive it. And all we have to do is we ask. And I tell people, we have it because we don't ask. We ask. God's freely going to give it to us if we ask. And a lot of people don't want to ask. Most people don't believe it. It's for one of two things. They've never asked God, and the other thing, they've been told it's not for today, so they just throw it to the side and ignore it. But all you have to do is ask, and you shall receive. That's what I did, and I finally found out how to. All I had to do is ask in faith, and I received it. That easy, says the Father. All you have to do is just ask, and I will give it to you, says the Lord, because my purpose and my desire is that you all that believe in my Son should have this power and authority in your life to go out and do the work of the miracles and signs and wonders. And God wants you to know that. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that. So we're praising you for this. What a gift.
Glory.
What a gift.
Hallelujah. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Margie, hallelujah. What do you think about all this?
This is wonderful. Thank you, Pastor Gene and Pastor Donna. It's just wonderful. And I'd like to thank the Lord for this program, Raising the Standard. We want to learn more about you, Father. And I am a student of God, wanting to learn more about the Holy Ghost, too. I desire to know more. As Pastor Donna said, it's a beautiful gift, and all you have to do is ask. He sees your heart, and He wants to give you the desire of your heart. Amen.
Amen.
So I looked up the word Holy Ghost in the 1828 dictionary, and I'd like to give a definition of the Holy Ghost. And it says it's the third person in the Trinity and the sanctifier of our souls. Amen. Yes, it is. It's wonderful. Thank you, Father.
When you say Trinity, the King James makes it clear. It says the Father, the Son,
and the Holy Ghost.
And the three of them are?
One. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Father.
That's good.
So, Pastor Donna, you help me come in like you do with Pastor Gene.
We'll see.
Because I'm learning, too. Praise the Lord. I would like to be in John chapter 20.
Okay.
I'll mostly be in John. Okay? And this is about Mary Magdalene. On the first day, she went to the sepulcher, and she saw that Jesus was not there. In verse 11, Mary was weeping at the sepulcher. In verse 13, the two angels ask her why she is weeping. And she says, "They have taken away my Lord. I know not where they have taken and have laid him." In verse 14, Mary turns herself back and she saw Jesus. And I'd like to read verse 17. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and to your God. So here you're seeing that they are one, and we are one with the Lord also. Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, they're one.
And we can see the order here too, because he called him his Father and our Father and his God and our God.
Amen. Yes. Thank you for your order, Father.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. So here Jesus is going to ascend to his Father. He is going away. Verse 19, Jesus talks to the disciples and saith unto them, peace be with you. Well, what is this peace? This peace can only come from God. So in verse 21 and 22 of chapter 20, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And in verse 22, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Can we stop there for a moment?
Yes.
Because I remember Pastor Gene teaching this, and this here Pastor Gene is talking about in John chapter 20. Remember when you taught on this? Because I have a note in my Bible, receive ye the Holy Ghost.
That's right. I remember that.
That he was to be born again.
That's right. That's what you have to do to be born again. You have the Holy Ghost, okay? You have to receive the Holy Ghost. But there's a second step in this.
Which is what we're talking about.
The empowerment, the next step, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because our sins need to be remitted.
Right.
Whosoever sins ye remit, he talks about, they are remitted unto them.
That's right.
Wow. That's good. Go ahead, Margie.
Amen. And we're still in chapter 17. I'd like to do verses 9, 10, 11, and 12. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping.
Mm-hmm.
And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the I'm in chapter 20. I wanted to go to chapter 17. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. In 17, 9 and 10.
Are we going to 17?
Yeah, chapter, please, 17, 9.
Okay. Where
Thank
it says,
you,
I pray for them?
Yes. This is where Jesus is praying.
Yeah. Okay.
The disciples and all the people yes. that would come after them, yeah.
Yes, please excuse me. I pray for them, Jesus says. I pray not for the world,
right.
but for them thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them.
Yes.
And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, mm-hmm. and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And so the ones that are given him, those are the ones that are born again.
Yep.
This is, as Pastor Gene and Donna says, and the word says that you must be born again.
That's right.
And then you receive the endued power.
That's right.
Amen. So that's what that is saying here.
Mm-hmm.
So in verse 12, while I was with them in the world, mm-hmm. I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I kept them.
Amen.
And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. In John 14, if we could go there.
Okay. That's where I'm at. I'm right there.
Amen. John 14, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And 17. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter.
So who is that, Margie?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost, that's right.
Amen. Thank you, Father. So while Jesus was on the earth, he was. And he brought the word and the doctrine, God's doctrine, his Father's doctrine.
That's right.
And he comforted. He was.
That's right. He was a comforter.
Yes.
And he still is.
And he still is.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
but, you know, excuse me, Margie, but, you know,
okay.
Jesus didn't stay, though, did he?
He went back to his Father.
He went back to his Father.
Yes.
So he makes it quite clear that the Holy Ghost is not going to leave us ever. It says forever.
That's right.
He will abide with you forever.
Forever.
So he's not going to leave you.
Amen. It's
That's
so
good.
Exciting.
That's good.
Yes. Thank you, Pastor Donna.
I like verse 17 as well, Margie.
Yes. That's one of the ones here. 17. Even the Spirit of
truth,
whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth within you, and shall be in you.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right. Why didn't they know him? Because they weren't born again.
They weren't born again, Pastor Gene.
Well, they couldn't be born again until he died.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Okay. So what is the Comforter?
It's the Holy Ghost, isn't it?
Amen.
Or may we say, who is the Comforter?
Who is the Holy Ghost?
Who is
the
Comforter?
He's a person.
He's a person,
yeah. Who is he? So in verse 26 of chapter 14, 26 and 27. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. In verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Thank you, Father.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost dwells in us to help us each day and every day, every step of our journey here on earth, to live a holy life and keeping us on the right path. And he wants us to be obedient to our Heavenly Father. The Holy Ghost helps us with that. He is our source of strength. In chapter 15, if I still have time, verse 15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Isn't that wonderful?
Yep.
Verse 16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. So right now, if you'd like to receive the Holy Ghost,
just ask and you shall receive.
It says right here, Pastor Jean, Pastor Donna.
That's right.
Just ask and he'll give you the desire of your heart. Amen.
Look at verse 26 in that chapter, Margie.
I was just going to say that.
Verse 26 and 27. We are all in one accord.
Amen. Yeah.
In verse 26 and 27. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning.
From the very beginning.
So the Father and the Son have been together from the very beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For eternity past, we don't know how long.
Right. A few scriptures before that, Jesus said the Father would send the Holy Ghost. Now this shows that the Father and the Son are both God, right?
Yes.
This one here says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send. Now Jesus is saying, I will send. It means he's God as well.
That's right.
We're talking about the Godhead. Well,
amen.
Margie said the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now he's saying, whom I will send unto you from the Father. They come together.
They're all one.
They're one. And
amen.
That's right. It's very important.
Yes. The Son does nothing except what he hears from the Father.
Yeah, I'm going to share that here in a moment.
And tells him what to do. Am I okay, Pastor Donna?
You're all right.
Am I okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In these verses, you can see the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost working together. In chapter 16, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
That's it.
Jesus will not leave us comfortless. He will counsel us. He will guide us in all truth, which is the Word of God.
That's right.
He will never leave us nor forsake us. We can call upon the Comforter anytime. And verse 16, 12, and 13. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them.
Why? Because they hadn't received the Holy Ghost yet.
That's right.
They hadn't received it, so they didn't have the full understanding. So it was too much for them. So he said, you know, he had many, many things to say. So we know that the Holy Ghost is a teacher.
Yes.
And he's going to teach us things to come. So go ahead.
Amen.
You're going to read verse 13?
I am.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Donna. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come.
That's the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak, and he will show you things to come. He will hear from his Father.
That's right.
And the Holy Ghost.
It says he's going to glorify me.
Yes.
He's going to glorify Jesus, right?
Yes.
For he shall receive of mine. The Holy Ghost receives from the Father and the Son, and he shall show it unto you. Verse 15, all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore, said I, that he shall take of mine, of Jesus's, and shall show it unto you.
Wow. We're all three involved, aren't they?
All
the Father,
three
involved. The Son, and the Holy Ghost.
All three.
So he says the last thing I'm going to read is, a little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Now, I know you have something to say, Pastor Gene.
Well,
we don't have a lot more time left.
No, but she covered most of it. I was thinking about chapter 16, and we're at in verse 13. Well, 12, remember, he says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now, because they weren't born again yet.
Yes.
Now, verse 13, howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he, this is the Holy Ghost, will guide you into all truth. For he, the Holy Ghost, shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and will show you things to come. Well, who does he hear from? He hears from Jesus, Yeshua.
And the Father.
And then verse 14, he, the Holy Ghost, shall glorify me, who, Yeshua, for he, the Holy Ghost, shall receive of mine, and shall what? Show it unto you. Amen?
Yes.
So, the Spirit, I'll read that again. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. Jesus is going to give him the things to say, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. In other words, Jesus says, everything that the Father has is his.
Yes.
Therefore, said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. So they're all three involved, aren't they?
Yes.
The Holy Ghost, like when we prophesy over people, what do? We ask the Holy Ghost to tell us what to say. And then what happens? We hear from the Holy Ghost, hopefully if we do it the right way, and we truly believe and know. And then what happens? How do we hear from the Holy Ghost? Let's think about this. Let's say I'm going to have a word over my wife. Well, the Father is involved. He'll say, Pastor Gene, I got a word for your wife. So I listen. And the Father has a word, all right, in his heart. So he gives it to who? To the Word. Who's the Word?
God.
Yeshua.
Yeshua.
And then what? Then the Word gives it to who? To the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God gives it to the Holy Ghost that's within us. And then we speak it out. That's the chain right there. You can't have one without the other.
But it happens together.
Oh, it happens together.
Quickly together.
That's right.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's right.
Amen.
So it's incredible to think about all this and to comprehend it, but God gave it to us and he wants us to use it. And without it, we're not really empowered. We just think we're empowered. And then we got a lot of people think we ought to hide it. You know, well, you can have the Holy Ghost, but don't pray in tongues in church and don't do this, don't do that. Let me tell you, the Holy Ghost wants to speak. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost right now, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, he's wanting to speak on his behalf to tell somebody about the love of God. Amen? And about being born again. That's what it's all about. And so the disciples went out after they were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now, all of them had it. Think about it. Even Judas had it, the one that betrayed Christ. He even had it.
Yep, yeah, that's right. Glory to God. Well, why don't you just go ahead and lead somebody?
Well,
perhaps they would like to receive the Holy Ghost right now, Pastor Gene. Well, we're running out of time.
Let's ask this first. Is there anybody listening today that
never born again,
never knew or asked God, knew about asking God, I should say, to come into their lives? All you have to do is the same thing with the Holy Ghost. You ask and you shall receive. That's all you have to do. Ask him and he'll come into your life and he'll change your life. He'll turn your life upside down. You'll wonder why in the world ever happened, because he's going to clean house for you. So don't say, well, when I get my life cleaned up, then I'm going to come to church and all that. No, just come as you are and God will take care of the rest of that. And so he wants you to come. That's all you want. That's all he wants you, to do. And then once you receive that, well, there's something subsequent to that, which is what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. You do receive the Spirit when you're born again, but then the Spirit of God gives you the Holy Ghost to give you the power to go out and do the work of the Lord. Amen? In fact, I'm thinking of about a verse here in Mark chapter 16. Let's go over there real quick. We got a couple of minutes here. Mark chapter 16. I'm going to read in the very last chapter. 16, okay. Look at verse 17 here. Well, I'm going to go to verse 15. And he said unto them, Yeshua, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new what? Wow! New tongues. Wow! Well, see, this is the empowerment.
And that doesn't mean you're going to speak another language like Japanese or Chinese or...
A heavenly language.
A heavenly language.
That's right. And then verse 18 says, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. And it doesn't say maybe. It says they shall recover. Now listen to the next two verses. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Now, I love verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming what? The word, his word, with signs following. He's not confirming a man or a woman. He's going to confirm the words that they speak. And so all we have to do is what? We ask. Ask and you shall receive. It's that simple. Amen?
Amen. I know that you mentioned that was mentioned in Matthew someplace. I was looking to see where it was at. Was that where it talks about he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and
fire?
Yeah,
the very beginning, yeah, about Jesus' birth. You want to go look at that? Go to Matthew.
Well, we have about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
We're just thankful that we're here on WCNO as Pastor Gene is looking for that scripture. You know, you can come and join us this afternoon at 2 o'clock for our Shabbat service. And we have communion and praise and worship, and Pastor Gene may be teaching on the Holy Ghost. So if you're looking to be baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire, come. You know, you never know what's going to happen when the Spirit of God is moving, do we, Pastor Gene?
That's right.
Anyways, I'm going to give our phone number. It's area code 772-285-7007. And we will be meeting this afternoon at the Alliance Church on Osceola 445 Osceola Boulevard.
Okay, the verse I was talking about is in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. John the Baptist says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with what? The Holy Ghost and with fire.
Fire.
That's what you want to have is the fire. That's the power to do the work of the ministry. Amen? And it's not a badge that you wear. I'm going to just mention this, too, as we get ready to close here. You know, a lot of people mock people that have the Holy Ghost. If you've ever mocked someone or mocked the Holy Ghost, you better get before God and repent.
Amen.
Because there is a sin. There's a warning. You know, Jesus made a statement that if you blaspheme anything the Holy Ghost is doing, it won't be forgiven in this life or the one following.
Amen. Well, this
Which
is Pastor
Gene
and Donna Hilton. We're just blessed to be here with you this Saturday, this Sabbath. And we just want to say Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath peace and rest, and that you will just have a wonderful time this day in the Lord. Amen. We give you glory, honor, and praise for today. Happy, happy Sabbath.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at this same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.